Podcasts are now more popular than ever despite being around for like 20 years. I'm Jana, and today we want to talk some more about podcasts, their popularity and development, but also about some personal opinions. Now I would like for my guests to introduce themselves, and maybe you can tell us a little about your relationship with podcasts.
I am Amanda, and I like listening to podcasts, especially when going to sleep or when cooking, because I think it's entertaining to listen to other people while also getting work done.
Hi everybody, I'm Suna. I don't listen to as many podcasts as I'd like to, but when I do, I listen to them at home.
Hi everybody, my name is Sophie, and I like listening to educational podcasts, especially in my car or at home.
Okay, thank you. So what makes podcasts so popular? First of all, they're easy, accessible and mostly free. They're also multitasking friendly, as you can listen to them while cooking, cleaning, driving, etc. 20% listen to their podcasts in a car, while 59% listen to their podcasts at home. But there are more reasons to listen to podcasts than just making daily tasks more interesting. 67% said that podcasts motivate and inspire them. 71% said that podcasts educate and teach them something new. There are podcasts for and about almost everything. This gives people a sense of community, which could also be one of the reasons podcasts became more popular, especially during COVID and quarantine. But we're going to get into more detail about that later on. As we've just seen, not everyone listens to podcasts. The reasons are different, but 50% of non-listeners said that they don't know where they should find one and are simply overwhelmed by the numbers of podcasts there are. So while some might love that you can find a podcast for everything, others don't. With that being said, I would now like to go into more detail about your interests and preferences.
I personally prefer educational podcasts, specifically about historical topics, because I'm just generally interested in them. And they also have really helped me out in my studies. I study history as a minor, and that subject just really requires a lot of work to do, and just simply to learn a lot of information in a short time span by heart. But it's really hard to remember, for example, all of the historical events that happened during the Middle Ages. And by listening to podcasts, it's just easier for me to remember all of that. There are several podcasts that engage with different time periods, whether it be the French Revolution or the Second World War. There's a podcast for every historical event to listen to, and I feel like I don't have to learn it all by myself. And additionally, it also feels like someone is explaining the topic to me, which makes the topic just more memorable and more accessible to me.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, but the huge selection, while it's amazing in theory, is just too overwhelming for me personally.
I don't know if you have any favorite celebrities, but I know that many of them nowadays are launching podcasts too, so maybe that would be an option for you. For me personally, they are always fun to listen to because it just feels as if they are friends who are talking to you, so it feels a little less isolating when you're home alone or just doing anything else.
I definitely relate to that.
Yeah, I can understand your position, but I personally have the problem that I can't multitask very well, because when I focus on the podcast, I think, okay, I should be doing something else because I'm just sitting there. But when I do something else, I just focus on that and miss whole sections of the podcast.
And how about listening to them when you're going to sleep?
Yeah.
Maybe you could focus better then.
Yeah, I've actually tried to do that, but I just listen to podcasts that I already know, because when I listen to ones I don't know, I just fall asleep at some point, and when I wake up, I just have to rewind.
Concerning the rewinding, I also have to rewind a lot when listening to podcasts to understand some information better, but to me, that's just an advantage. Another big advantage to me is also that I can feel productive even when I'm not actively learning. I can listen to these podcasts everywhere on the go and still feel like I have learned something, and that just makes it really practical for me.
Okay, and now I want to talk some more about podcast development and Corona. Podcasts have been around since 2004, and they got their name from the combination of the words iPod and broadcast. And while they've always been rather popular, that's nothing compared to today's success. Spotify became a big podcast platform in 2019, by buying two podcast networks. Since then, they've been making multiple multi-million dollar deals and making some of the biggest podcasts exclusively available on Spotify, such as the Joe Rogan Experience in 2020, Call a Daddy in 2022, and Now Anything Goes. In 2019, there were 2,074.8 million people listening to podcasts. In 2022, there were already 424.2 million, and the numbers are expected to go up to more than 500 million by 2024. I feel especially during quarantine, many people start listening to podcasts more, but also making podcasts themselves. One reason is, as we've already said before, that podcasts give a sense of community, but I also simply feel more engaging than other forms of media. And so during quarantine, podcasts could make the time spent alone feel less lonely, but people also just had the time to start a new podcast or go after a new interest. Now for the end of our podcast, I would like to give the closing words to one of my guests.
So as you can see, everyone has different reasons on why they like listening to podcasts and why they like different genres of them.
Yes, and I think thanks to this discussion, I think I might be able to find a podcast that interests me as well.